This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. The number of COVID-19 cases from the new coronavirus is up to 44 in Iowa. There have been more than 600 negative tests in the state. We learned these new numbers from Governor Kim Reynolds yesterday. The Republican governor held a press conference with Iowa's state epidemiologist Caitlin Padotti. A lot of guidance she provided was the same. If you're sick, stay home, wash your hands, practice social distancing. With me this morning is Natalie Krebs, IPR health reporter, to talk about some of the new things we heard from the governor. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Clay.
So first thing I want to get to here was the new number we heard about state lab tests. The state has 800 coronavirus tests. Now, this is a state with more than 3 million people. Did Reynolds say anything about such a small number of tests compared to the state's population?
So state health officials said yesterday the state lab can process 800 tests. But on top of that, there are also three national labs that can process tests in Iowa. However, we don't know how many tests are running, how many people they can test. However, they're required to report positive results back to the state public health department. Reynolds did say they were working on getting more tests, but at the moment, health officials say they're limiting testing to those that are hospitalized, those that have traveled to a country that has a high COVID-19 outbreak, had contact with someone who's had a lab diagnosis of COVID-19, and then also health workers and first responders are also being tested. State Medical Director Caitlin Padotti said that not all Iowans will need to be tested. She said social distancing is really kind of the best thing for a lot of people. People who are sick, they should stay home, avoid contact with others, get better, and not really go out.
But at the same time, aren't health experts saying the best way to get a handle of just how many people have coronavirus in the country is to have more widespread testing?
Yeah, so a lot of public health experts actually encourage more testing. They say it's sort of a way to map kind of how the virus is spreading. But there has been a shortage of tests nationwide, so it looks like the state is limiting tests to really those that are kind of deemed most at risk.
All right. Earlier this week, we were hearing that state public health officials were asking Iowans to donate extra personal protective equipment. We're talking about masks and gloves. What did Reynolds and Padotti say about that at this press conference?
So Reynolds says she is working with the federal government and local providers to maximize supplies, but it's still unclear kind of how many supplies the state has. We've seen University of Iowa hospitals and Unity Point postpone elective surgeries. That's to sort of maximize supplies and then their workforce in preparation for a possible COVID-19 influx. And then the State Department of Public Health has asked people to donate extra face masks, eye protection, gowns that they have. It's also unclear how many respirators the state has. The State Department of Public Health said earlier this week that they're working on a count.
And I think a lot of people are having these questions of, you know, you might have a cough or some kind of seasonal allergy that's flaring up that might feel like a symptom of COVID-19. What should people do if they think they have COVID-19 symptoms?
Right. So a lot of people are wondering what to do if they have kind of those COVID-19-like symptoms, which is like a fever and a cough. So a lot of doctor's offices don't want you to show up there. They want you to call first and talk to someone, kind of share your symptoms, what's been going on, so they can kind of assess what to do, assess whether you need to come in. And then a lot of places, if they suspect you have COVID-19, will end up having to use that protective gear when you come in for your test if they deem that you need a test. Also, there's been a number of hotlines that have been set up that you can call to get information about the virus in general. And then if you have kind of symptoms, 211 is the state hotline. And also in Polk County, you can call 211 if you have mild symptoms. And then there's also a University of Iowa hotline. We have that number on our website that you can call if you want to have more information about the virus or if you have symptoms.
All right. IPR health reporter Natalie Krebs, thank you.
Thank you, Clay.